Well, boys, are you ready?
The generation of Rabban Gamliel. The generation of Rabban Gamliel, they were learning Torah Be'Amidah. This is the Hilul of Rabbi Chaim Vital. The light of the world, Rabbi Chaim Vital. Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to call this Shi'ur, Believe in Yourself. This is how we're going to call it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because a person comes to this world alone, naked. And he comes out from this world also alone and naked. And he needs to have the ability to stand in front of the Creator and to answer questions. This is it. Hashem is going to ask you questions in Judgment Day. Who are you? What happened? What was it? What were you doing? And you have to answer. Your rabbi will not going to stand there with you in Judgment Day. Maybe yes, maybe not. Yes, but don't count on that. Your rabbi will not going to be there for you. Your wife, she will not going to be there for you. Your friends will not going to be there for you. Your parents, no one's going to be there for you. No one. You need to be complete with yourself to know what you're answering. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a problem to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can erase me from your book that you wrote. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to die. Moshe Rabbeinu is able to say that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu is saying to each and every one of us, if you want to serve Hashem Yitbarach in a perfect way, in a complete way, you need not to care if you're going to have a share in the world to come or not. Not to care, because if you care about something, you cannot give all of yourself to Hashem Yitbarach and to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael needs us. Am Yisrael, they are the most important thing in the world. Borei Olam created the world for Am Yisrael. Now Am Yisrael, they need us. They need us to be there for them. Your neighbor, he needs you. Your child, he needs you. Your wife, she needs you. Your friends from the yeshiva, they need you. Every people you know, they need you to be there for them. If you have something else in your life, you cannot be there for them. If your wife, she feels that you have something else in your life, you're not there for her. Even if the things that you need also in your life are very important, you need to learn Torah. Okay, but she will be disappointed. Even if you need to go to daven in a minyan, it's very important. No one is arguing on the importance of tefillah and tefillah b'minyan. And everyone that is not praying in a minyan, if there is a minyan in his city, not in his neighborhood, in his city he calls a bad neighbor, shachen ra. You don't want to be called bad. No one wants to be bad. But if your wife, she needs you, so shalom, the peace is higher than everything. Gadol wa shalom. So for the peace, you will not going to pray in a minyan. And if you're going to cry enough to Hashem Yitbarach, you're going to hold them both. Hashem is going to give you the wisdom how to daven in a minyan and to give your wife all of the confidence, all of the love, all of what that she needs to feel that you are there for her. And the same with all of Am Yisrael. When a person comes to Rav Shalom and tells him, Rav, I have this problem and that problem, I need your... What Rav is doing with most of those people, he's smiling to them. He's saying to them, Hashem is with you, all good, all for... He's not really solving their problems at all, not, but what? He is giving them a lifeline, hope, Hashem is with you, and it's enough. It's enough. Because really, when he was there with you, for one moment of your life, he gave you himself in 100%. I have a friend that once met Rav Shalom, and he walked with him from the place that he gave a shiur in a certain house, to the car. And he told him that he's about to divorce and some issues. And Rav Shalom stood with him, there was a fence, a brick wall fence, a low one. Rav Shalom told him, I want to sit with you here for 1,000 years or something like that, he told him, for 800 years, something like that, he told him. Just want to be here with you and to talk to you on all of your issues forever, for 800 years, just to be here with you. And he said it from all of his heart. He wasn't lying. He really wants. His heart was belonged to that person for that moment. And it healed that heart. This is it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to serve Him. Wants us to commit ourselves to Him. We need to do it without questioning. Without questioning on Hashem Yitbarach, without questioning on righteous people, without questioning on the Torah. How are you going to come to that place? Only if you're going to prepare your own heart to serve Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh. Only if you're going to bring yourself to that point that you say, I want to serve you, Hashem. And I don't care about what people are saying about me, what people think about me, what they're going to tell me in Judgment Day. I don't care. I'm serving you, Hashem. I'm dedicating my life to you, Hashem. And then you're going to be able to stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach and to answer to all of His questions in Judgment Day. And if not, even if you're going to be religious, even if you're going to wake up every day before of dawn, chatzot, and net, and mikveh before of net, and you're going to pray always Shmona Esrei b'Minyan, always, and always say korbanot, you're not going to be able to talk. You're not going to be able to talk. One of the students of the Ari HaKadosh, that he went up to heaven with no sin. Just with one thing wrong. What was that thing that was so wrong? One thing. Once they called him to Aliyah LeSefer Torah, to go to the stage, to Sefer Torah, to be third Israel. And because there were a lot of rabbis, holy rabbis over there in that shul, he said, no, no, no. He didn't want it to be respected because there were other people that he assumed that they are greater than him. And maybe they were. Probably they were. But because that he said no to Aliyah LeSefer Torah, it was count like that he was insulting the Torah because you're not allowed to refuse to Sefer Torah. And when he came to Judgment Day, in front of court in heaven, they judged him to a punishment of 1 minute of shame, daka busha in heaven. That was his punishment. Who will not going to say, okay, I take it with two hands? He said, he came back in a dream to one of his friends, he told him all of that story, and he told him, if the Shechina Kedosha wouldn't cover, hide me with her wings, I wouldn't stand that punishment. The punishment of shame, that's the worst punishment. He was never with a Goya. He never violated Brit Shabbos. He never ate treif. He never opened his eyes in the streets. Nothing. Pure person. Nothing. Yeah. What has he done? He tried to respect someone and it didn't work out great like he was supposed to, like he wanted to. On that, he had a punishment that he couldn't stand that punishment. Without the mercy of the Shechina that covered for him, that hide him. So what we going to do? I tell you, you think, oh, what we going to do? What we going to do? You don't know nothing. It's so easy. If you complete with yourself, you can even sin L'Shem Shamayim. You can sin for Hashem Yitbarach. Et la'asot L'Hashem, eferu Torah. If it's the time to do for Hashem Yitbarach, you can do it for Hashem Yitbarach. To violate the rules of the Torah for Hashem Yitbarach. Like that Eliyahu HaNavi, he is building an altar outside of Beit HaMikdash in a time that there is a prohibition on building altars and sacrificing sacrifices out of Beit HaMikdash. Why is he doing it? No commandment, no tzivui, no one told him to do it. But he knows what Hashem wants. Moshe Rabbeinu takes the holy tablets and he breaks them down to the ground. No commandment, no dibur, no tzivui, no one tells him to do that. Moshe Rabbeinu, how you come to that understanding that this is what you need to do? He's saying, go away. He tells you, move away. You don't know nothing. Why you don't know nothing? Because I know what Hashem wants, he's saying to you. The will of Hashem Yitbarach is that the Torah is going to be Torah of life. And not Torah that kills. And if people are now dying out of serving Hashem Yitbarach, it's not the will of Hashem Yitbarach at all. Hashem Himself is saying, Pen Yersu La'alot La'Hashem. Don't ruin while you're trying to climb to find Hashem Yitbarach. It's not my will that you're going to ruin yourselves. My will is that you're going to be happy. I'm angry when you're not happy while serving Hashem. So for you to wake up at 3 a.m., it's dark, bring darkness on your eyes. All of your day going to be dark. All of your day going to be hard. You're going to be tired. It's not what Hashem wants from you. It's not what that Hashem wants from you. So what are you going to do with the fact that it is written in the Shulchan Aruch? Wonderful. If you do feel that Hashem wants you to do it, but your body is not functioning, you need to do one thing. Tshuva and tefillah. Ask for forgiveness and ask for help for the future. This is it. To fix, to stand in that place, to achieve that level, it's beyond our powers. In Limud HaTorah, in Tefillah, in waking up early, in eating properly, in having nice relationship with all of the people that we cannot. If you have traumas, if you're afraid, if you're paranoid, if you have bad midot, you're angry, you're too strict with yourself, how can you act differently with people? Can you suddenly one day decide, no, from this day on, I'm going to be nice, I'm going to be kind? You're not able. You're exploding when someone touches something that belongs to you. You explode. What?
Reaction.
It's a reaction. It happens. It's beyond your powers to stop. What can you do? Tshuva. This is it. You can do tshuva. Even David HaMelech, he brought himself to sin because he saw that Hashem Yitbarach told him, you're going to fail, you're going to sin. David HaMelech came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told him, asked him, test me. Boaz told him, you're not going to stand in that test. David HaMelech, no, I said, I will. No, I will. And then Hashem told him, okay. And then he came and thought with himself, hey, but Hashem told me that I'm going to fail. So how can I violate what that Hashem said? I have to fail. This is why I failed. Think about us. There is written in Likutei Halachot, Rabbi Nathan is saying an amazing thing. That if a person thought to himself that he found Mashiach, and he's going and helping Mashiach, for 10 years, 20 years of his life, he's running after that Mashiach to help him, to give him everything he needs. He is sure, that poor guy, that he's sure that that is Mashiach. He doesn't have a doubt that this is Mashiach. But after 20 years, suddenly he sees bad things going on with that fake Mashiach, false Mashiach, and he wakes up to realize it's not Mashiach at all. And he's going and asking rabbis, and suddenly the picture is very obvious that he was wrong, and he was blind, and he was serving a false Mashiach, a Mashiach Sheker, for 20 years of his life. If in that moment, that poor person gonna do tshuva, and gonna drop that false Mashiach, and gonna go and fix his ways, and going to do tshuva, and going to come back to Beit HaMidrash to learn Torah. So those 20 years that he lost, will not going to be lost at all. Rabbi Nathan is saying in Likutei Halachot, that it's going to count for him like that he was helping Mashiach for 20 years. Why? Because in that test that they test him, that they revealed to him that it was a false Mashiach, he stand in that test. He stood up in that test. He was able to admit, I was wrong, and it wasn't Mashiach, and I want the truth. If that poor guy gonna keep on helping that false Mashiach, he will not gonna have no reward. He gonna be punished. But if he woke up to admit on his mistake, so all of the years that he was mistaken, it gonna be count for him like that he was all right, because what he really wanted in his heart, the truth. So it's going to be count for him like that he was searching and running after the truth. Each and every one of us. If you, as a Baal Tshuva, today, you look at your 20 years before of Tshuva, 30 years before of Tshuva. If, in the end of those 20 years of mistake, 30 years of mistake, you stand and you say, it was a mistake, all of those 20 years are going to be count for you as Avodat Hashem. And also those days of today, that you think to yourself that you're not serving Hashem like you should, and there are better ways to serve Hashem Yitbarach. If every day you do tshuva, and you admit that you done something wrong yesterday, that day of yesterday will not going to be count for you as a sin, and not as a mistake. It's going to be count for you as part of your task after Hashem Yitbarach.
part of your search after Hashem Yitbarach, part of that path that take years. To Moshe Rabbeinu, it took 80 years until Hashem revealed Himself to him in the burning bush. 80 years. From them, 60, he was alone in the desert doing only Itbodeduyo. Day and night, day and night. And the Gemara is saying that there is no dot, point in the sky that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't praying to that point. 80 years of Itbodeduyot on Itbodeduyot on Itbodeduyot on Itbodeduyot. And in the end of those 80 years, Hashem reveals Himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. To us, I'll tell you a secret, it's a lot easier. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he opened that way, that Hashem is smiling to you, it's already open for us. To you, Hashem can smile from day first. You can meet Hashem Yitbarach in the field every day, from the first Yitbodedut. Every day that you serve Hashem Yitbarach, you can feel Hashem with you. When Avot HaKadoshim, the holy ancestors, were serving Hashem Yitbarach, they couldn't feel Hashem Yitbarach. They could not feel Hashem, but they believed. For us, it's a lot easier. Hashem Yitbarach is helping us so much that He gives us such amazing opportunities. But we need to believe in ourselves. Because to achieve such huge things, you have to pay a lot. Because we're not receiving small things. Because Kol HaNotar BiYerushalayim Kadosh Ya'amer Lo. Everyone that stays in Jerusalem, they're going to call Him holy. You know what it means to be holy in those dark days? Those days are worse than the Holocaust. It's so horrible those days. People are falling like flies. People are falling. Thousands of Jewish people have Christmas trees in their houses and they're eating treif and pork and shrimps and lobsters and whatever. People don't know what it means, Shabbos, at all. They don't have that concept. Purity of the family? It's an ancient story, legend. Women going to the mikveh, it's something from the fairy tales. It's not part of no one's life anymore. To live in Eretz Israel, weirdos, weird people lives in Eretz Israel, probably. And what we're doing, Kealecha Oragnu Kol Hayom, we're dying for Hashem Yitbarach all day long. And to die for Hashem Yitbarach, you can do it with a smile. Like Yitzhak Avinu. You say to Hashem Yitbarach, I want to be sacrificed for you. I want to serve you. I'm going to keep on serving you, even if I'm going to fail. Even if I'm going to fall. Even if I'm going to mistake. Even if people are going to talk about me. Even if people are going to say about me. Even if they're going to say from the world to come, that person doesn't have a share in the world to come. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not here for the world to come. I'm here for the present. I'm here for now. I'm here to listen to my inner voice that is saying to me, serve Hashem with all of your powers. Commit yourself to Hashem with all of your talents, with all of your abilities, with all of the money that you have, with all of the wisdom that Hashem gave you, with everything you have, with your house, with your car, with your clothes, with your hands, with your legs, with your eyes, with your mouth, with your broken English, with whatever you have. Serve Hashem Yitbarach. Give everything that you have to Hashem Yitbarach, and it's going to count according to your heart and not according to your abilities. Because if you wake up after 8 hours of sleep, dead tired in the morning and you cannot function, so listen, you cannot function. What do you want from yourself? Hashem did not give you the power to stand up like a lion this morning at 5 or at 4 or at 3. Or to make it to the Halel in the Yeshiva. Hashem didn't give you the power. So why are you going to blame yourself if He is the one that's in charge of all of the powers? Takif, Ubala Yecholet, Ubala Kochot Kulam. He's got the powers. I don't. And I'm tired. So I'm going to be angry at myself? Who is Bala Kochot? Who owns the powers? Who is the one that Noten Layaef Koach gives the tired person power? Strength. Who? Him. So I'm going to blame myself. Why should I blame myself? Because people told me that I'm stupid. Because people told me that I'm lazy. Because people didn't have faith in Hashem Yitbarach. And they didn't know. Themselves they didn't know. That Hashem gives them the powers.
And they thought that the fact that they woke up at 5, that the fact that they were rushed to work, that they were doing things, it was them that were doing and taking care and bringing panasa and learning Torah and whatever, they took all of the credit to themselves. So the fact that they were wrong, gonna twist my life also? To blame me on their mistakes? They didn't know God. They didn't know that Enod Milvado. That there is nothing except of Hashem. And if I'm tired, Hashem made me tired. And if I'm strong, Hashem made me strong. And if I'm happy, Hashem made me happy. And if I'm sad, Hashem made me sad. And what are we going to do with the fact that Rabbeinu is saying that it's a mitzvah, that you need to be happy if you know that your downs are coming from Hashem Yitbarach? So it's not going to count as a down at all. This is part of your task. This is part of your mission to find Hashem. And David HaMelech was going with his face down on the ground. And he was broken hearted. He was broken. And Rabbeinu is saying to all of us, you need to be happy. But don't look at me as an example. Don't learn it from me. Why? Because I'm sad all day long. Rabbeinu said, I'm depressed. I'm from the seed of David HaMelech, and David HaMelech had a broken heart, and all of his seed got a broken heart. And this is it. All of the seed of David HaMelech, they have broken heart, and they allow to think, and they allow to wonder, and they allow to think more, and to ask questions, and to pray, and to go down, and to search for Hashem Yitbarach in the depths. Mima'amakim kra'aticha Hashem. He's calling Hashem from the depths. They allow. They have that privilege. They allow. We're not allowed. If I'm from the seed of David HaMelech also. If spiritually I'm coming from the soul of David HaMelech also. So I'm not allowed. I allow. But I need to believe in myself. If I know that I'm searching for Hashem Yitbarach in my downs. If I know that also when I'm going down I'm crying to Hashem. I'm allowed to go down. Not ideally. No one wants to go down. But if you find yourself over there, you're allowed to be there. Hashem brought me to that place. Hashem took me to my journey. Hashem woke me up in the middle of the desert. Hashem woke me up in the middle of Egypt. Hashem woke me up in the middle of the darkness. Hashem woke me up when I was drunk. Hashem woke me up when I was stoned. Hashem woke me up when I was poor. When I was breaking Shabbos. When I was eating in Yom Kippur. Hashem chose me when I was so far. If Hashem loved me when I was so far, so why is He not going to love me now? I'm a lot closer to Him now than I was 20 years ago or 15 years ago. A lot closer. Today I'm putting a lot of powers trying to pray, putting a lot of powers trying to learn, putting a lot of powers holding on in Jerusalem, dressed as Haredi, keeping Shabbos, bringing a lot of sacrifices to Hashem Yitbarach. All of my family are here. We're doing a lot of effort to serve Hashem. So for sure I count more. So I feel so depressed. Why I feel so low? Because kol hagadol mechavero, yitzro gadol mimeno. Because it's true. You climbed. You achieved a lot. And your yetzara grew with you. And when he grew with you, he's got more powers now. And the war never stops. You achieve another level, Yetzirah is achieving another level. You knock him down, he knock you back. You kick him, he kick you back. You push him, he push you back. Why? That you will not gonna be lazy. That you will not gonna stop working. If you would see what you achieved until now, you're gonna be so full. You're gonna be so happy. You're gonna be so excited from your reward, from your closeness to Hashem, that you're gonna stop. You're going to say, Hashem, it's enough. Thank you. Thank you. It's enough. I don't need nothing else. And it's really like that. If Hashem would take a person today, chas v'shalom, isn't it enough for you? You have more complaints? You want something else? You cannot say only thank you on what that Hashem gave you until now, until today. Look 20 years back and now you're here. Can you complain? You have one thing wrong, bad to say on something that Hashem done with you? He brought you to a place that you have faith. He brought you to a place that you love righteous people, that you love the Torah, that you want to learn, that you want to pray, that you love Am Yisrael, that you want to live in the Holy Land, that you want to do charity. He made you a holy man. He made you a righteous man. But you have a Yetzer Hara.
that all day long, 24/7, makes you crazy. You're wild, you're bad, you're mean, you're lazy, you're a liar, you're pathetic, you're the lowest person, you're a scumbag, you're horrible, you're worthless, you don't have no powers, look, you failed, you lied, you were wrong, again you were wrong, it happened to you again. Look at yourself, how you look, how you talk, how you dress, look at them, they're all nice, they're all handsome, they're all beautiful, they're all succeeding, they're all learning more than you. And you, falling and falling. Why? Because you hear Lashon Hara, you accept Lashon Hara. You hear nonsense, and you buy that. You buy nonsense. Look at yourself. Rak be'enecha tabit. Look at your own eyes. Look inside. When you're going to be complete with yourself, it's going to open the doors of heaven for you. You're just going to step another step, and another step, and another step. And you're going to find Hashem. No one can teach you how to get closer to Hashem. The only way that someone else can teach you is that he's going to be an example for you, that he is getting closer to Hashem, and you're going to learn from him. No one can bring you to Hashem. No one. No one. No righteous man in the world is going to do that bad thing to you. Because if you, finally, going to stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach, and you haven't made it by yourself, it's all going to be a shame. Again, you're going to come to that place that you're not worthy. So why to create the world? Well, the reason that Hashem created the world is that we're going to be worthy. So not to be worthy, it means first of all you need to be complete with yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in Hashem. You don't have the beginning. Believe in yourself. That what? That you have all of the abilities, all of the potential. Whatever you want to achieve, you can achieve, and a lot more. Because when the gates of heaven are going to be open in front of your eyes, what that you're going to achieve over there, במקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים, in a place that בעלי תשובה are standing, even complete, huge righteous people cannot stand in that place. And huge righteous people are going to be ashamed to stand close to you in heaven, in the world to come. Even that you haven't finished Shas, even that you haven't prayed in a minyan, even that you haven't waked up in the morning, you've done tshuva. You crossed the desert. You went through fire and water. And you didn't care. And you gave all of your powers to Hashem Yitbarach. And for you it wasn't easy to break your mouth with the language. And with people that you're not familiar with. And to talk about concepts that you don't understand at all. And to stop with all of your life, with all of your habits, with all of your hobbies, with all of things that gave you power and life and reasons to live. And you drop all of those things for Hashem Yitbarach. And you go and you do it. And you don't think about yourself. And you don't think about nothing. Not about your parents, not about your brothers, not about your friends. Like the Levim tribe. That they're not looking on the parents, not looking on the brothers. They're going to be the ones that are going to keep the Torah for the generations, for the future to come. They inherit the Torah. Be careful from the children of Amei Aratzot, ki mehem tetzeh Torah. We are the children of Amei Aratzot. We're the children of the poor people. The Torah is going to come from us. No one has the Torah to give. Go to Tzadikim. I've been to Tzadikim. I met a lot of Tzadikim. I tell you all, they don't have nothing to give us. Nothing. They can give us one thing. The faith in ourselves. To believe that you're important. You come to a Tzadik, he hugs you. He loves you. He kisses you. He blesses you. Except of that, you cannot communicate. He's in a different world. Why? Why? Why if he's so great? Why he cannot come down to my place? He's not able. He's not able. He cannot go to those contaminated places. That is truth. He's not able. Put him in a discotheque. It's a bitul Torah. He wants to die. Put him in the beach in front of all of what you can see and don't want to see. In the beach. He's dying over there. Put him in the desert. He needs water. You can survive without water. You're a car that drives with no fuel. How can it be? It's a miracle. Yes, you're a miracle. You can cross this lifetime as a from person, as a Yeresh HaMayim Amiti, without Torah, without Tfilah, without Minyan, without money, without family, without friends, without Torah, without that Torah. You can cross the desert. No fear. How can you do that? No one can answer. Hashem gives me powers. Hashem gives you powers. Hashem gives you powers from heaven to cross the distance that you crossed from that hell that you're born in that hell. To come to the place that you are at now.
And people need you. People don't need righteous people now. Righteous people can give you the faith to believe in yourself. And this is it. When you're going to believe in yourself, you don't need no one. What you need Hashem. And Hashem is with you always. This is why when you try to get closer to Tzadikim, you always see, He's not there for me. He's not there for me. He's not there for me. Once in a while, oh, He was there for me. And then He disappeared again. He wasn't there for me. He's not there for me. Why? Why? I went so many times to Rav Shalom Arush. This is it. He disappeared. I went so many times to Rav David Chaim Stern. Where is he? Disappeared. I went so many times to the Rabbi Mibiala. Where is he? Disappeared. I went to Rav Rafaeli from the Shuk. He disappeared. I went to other rabbis. They disappeared. Why? Because I don't need a nanny to walk with me to the kindergarten every day. I need to learn to walk by myself. I need to learn how to serve Hashem Yitbarach on my own. So they're going to teach me to believe in myself. That's how they're going to tell me, believe in yourself. That's how they're going to tell me, you're going to be huge. That's how they're going to bless me, you're going to be rich. That's how they're going to tell me, sit and learn Torah. You're going to succeed. And this is it. Take those understandings that you have hope and go and believe in Hashem Yitbarach. Where is he? What I'm going to do? How I'm going to choose? What I'm going to do? You should ask Rav. You should ask him. Need blessing before I open the business. Should I make Aliyah? Should I make Aliyah? Should I go there? I shouldn't go there. To go to another Shidduch? Should I call? Should I make that thing? Shouldn't I? What are you doing? Where is Hashem? No, Hashem is with the Tzaddikim. It's all wrong. Hashem is going to punish the Tzaddikim on that. If Tzaddikim brought us to that point, that they have Hashem and we don't, they're going to be punished on it. What about Baal Shem Tov done when he came? Baal Shem Tov, all of the Hasidut is based on that wisdom. That the Baal Shem Tov came and he stopped. He broke the difference between Talmidei Chachamim to Amei Aratzot. He said, no more difference between Talmidei Chachamim to Amei Aratzot. Now we again, we the Baal Teshuva, we forgot. No, we want to be Talmidei Chachamim. You will not going to be a Talmid Chacham. Drop that nonsense. It's not your job. Hashem haven't created you to be a Talmid Chacham. It's not your goal in life. Your goal in life is to find Hashem. Because that was the real search that you had. This is what it woke you up to find Hashem. So be a searcher. Be a Mevakesh Hashem. Ask for Hashem. Ask for Hashem. Ask for Hashem. Always. In the downs, in the ups, when you succeed, when you fall, when you fail, when you have, when you don't have, when you pull, when you reach, when she's smiling, when she's not smiling, when you have, whenever. Be with Hashem. Be close to Hashem. And when you're going to be close to Hashem, this is it. You achieved it. Because this is who that you are inside. To be Talmid Chacham, it means to be a student of a Talmid Chacham, of a wise person. You can be a Talmid Chacham by being a student. Rabbeinu said, I'm going to make students that are going to make students. Even Rav Shalom Arush, he is a student and he will always going to stay a student. He will never going to be a rabbi because there are no rabbis in Breslev. No rabbis. No rabbis. We need to respect him because we appreciate all of his effort, all of his Meshtirut Nefesh. We're going to crown him as a rabbi. But he, from his point of truth, will always going to be a student. Will always going to be a student. And if he, in his thoughts, is going to become to be a rabbi, so he is wrong. There are no rabbis. There is only one Admor. We're crowning the Admor of Breslev like Rabbi Natan crowned the Admor of Breslev. He didn't wear a shtraimel because he didn't want people to suspect him that he took the Admorut. No Admor. There is no Admor. We're all students of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That is the truth. That is the truth. When some person, Yair, came to Rav Shalom and asked him if he can sing in one of his songs that thank you that you brought us close to Rav Shalom Arush, make me a worthy student of Rabbi Shalom Arush. Rav Shalom told him, listen, between you and me, we both know that we're all students of Rabbeinu, so it's better to sing it. Okay, you need me, you count on me, but the truth is that we all receive our light from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So why to make people confused? We love each other. We enjoy spending time together.
Baruch Hashem. And so one can respect the other to call him a rabbi. Rav Shalom said, you can call me a rabbi because I'm elder than you. I know to read a little better than you. I was helping Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim a little bit more than you. I have more stories than you. This is it. But actually, we're all the same. And he really holds in that place. And if he wouldn't hold in that place, he wouldn't have all of that light that comes down only when you have humility. Because the Torah is coming down on Mount Sinai. And if you're not holding yourself as Mount Sinai holds himself, as not worthy, as far from everything, you're not going to be Mount Sinai that the Torah is going to be given by you, at you. Only when you're humble. So for the Baal HaTshuva, it's easy to be humble. It's easy because it's clear. You can see. It's not a problem. It's not a problem to see how far you are from Hashem. It's not something that you need to work on to have humility. It's not a problem to be humble. It's very easy. You just look head to toe. Empty. This is it. Nothing. No Torah. No Yirah. No Kedusha. No Tam. Nothing. Not Emunah. Nothing. You check one part of the after the other and you see this is defected, this is contaminated, this is ruined, this is broken, this is out of service. And so it's easy. Hashem gave us that gift. With that gift you can go and conquer the world. You need to believe in yourself. You don't know the leaders of the world, not all of them were tall and handsome and wise and genius. Few of them were very low, very short, very fat, had pimples, I don't know what. All of the imaginations. It's not important. The light that comes out from your soul, that's the light that brings people to get closer to you. Like I said it to you a lot of times, the time that the Rebbe Milubavitch light came out and spread in the peak, the most, was in the time that he was hiding himself in his room and he wouldn't go out at all. In that time his light was spreading the most. Rabbeinu, no one knew him at all. When Rabbeinu was a Rebbe, no one knew him. The light of Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev is spreading in the world after he already passed away. Rabbi Natan almost didn't have students. A little bit more than Rabbeinu. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender in his Hilula, he had 100 students in the Hilula of Rabbeinu, and everyone was shocked, everyone was amazed. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender said, light like that, so many students, never happened before, never in other generations, it never happened before. You see, you receive double amounts, twice as many in every generation. He had 100, 150 people in front of him. Hilula of Rav Shalom, 3,000 people, you see, don't have a place in the Sukkah to enter at all. What's going to be in 20 years? What do you think we're going to have? What do you think going to happen? What do you think going to happen? People are thirsty. People want Torah. People want Kedusha. Who can say that it's because of him? Can you be holier than Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender? Can you sit on the Torah more than Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender? That you're going to have something more than him? No! It's the light of Rabbeinu that is going down and spreading and spreading and spreading and spreading. And Rabbeinu going to finish and going to complete. And you need to ask that Rabbeinu going to do it through you. That we also going to have the merit that Rabbeinu going to complete his thing through us. This is it. So you need to believe in yourself that you can also become to be part of those pipes. Also part of that machine of Rabbeinu. And to go and to talk to people and to smile to people and to ask, have you prayed on it? Have you thanked Hashem? Say thank you to Hashem. The minimum that you can do is the maximum that he can achieve. You don't know how small amounts he needs already to be revived. After he's going to talk to you, tell him, go buy the book Garden of Faith. This is it. What? You're going to need, you now need to write a book Garden of Peace, Garden of Faith. Someone needs to. It's already written. We don't need to write that book. We don't need to be in the level of Rav Shalom to achieve what Rav Shalom achieved. Oh, he brought it down to the world. Now you can take it, hand it. You can hand it in Germany to a person that Rav Shalom is not able to do. Rav Shalom cannot go and knock on buildings in New York. He cannot. They were not going to let him in with his peot and his Moroccan accent. They were not going to let him in. And you are already inside. And you can go and do things that he himself cannot do.
So who is bigger?
You can never tell. So believe in yourself and do what that you're able and capable of doing. And believe in Hashem Yitbarach, that Hashem wants you and Hashem enjoy from your effort. And Hashem expects you to do what that you can and not more than that. And if he will want to give you more, he will give you more. And if you don't need more, you don't need more. And whatever he gives you, this is what that you need. Thank you very much.